Exeter Today presents Hooray for Coaches.
So how did you kind of get into coaching in the first place?
Well, I had some pretty great coaches when I was in high school, and because I'm a teacher, you tend to want to work with students and athletes and kind of give them the same sort of experience that you had when you were in high school. So I've coached a variety of different things, and this just happens to be volleyball season right now.
And, you know, you're working with students. So what has kind of been your best accomplishment with the girls this year?
This group of girls is a very small team with not a lot of experience. Our grade 12 girls, we kind of started fresh last year with them when they were in grade 11, and they had to learn some new positions and some different things, different skills that they hadn't used before. So their biggest accomplishment basically has been learning this and learning how to work together with the new ones that came up from grade 11 this year and having a very small team, which means they have to be super committed to be here because there are only 9 of them on a good day, and 6 of them have to be on the court at any given time. So they have done a fantastic job at committing to being here for 7 a.m. practices twice a week and learning new positions that they haven't played before.
Excellent. And, you know, as a coach, what kind of advice would you offer to someone who's thinking about, hey, you know, I want to become a volleyball coach someday?
Well, number one, skill isn't necessarily the biggest factor. It's great if you have some degree of skill and some degree of knowledge in the sport. And I'm lucky enough to have a co-coach from the community, Richie Grant, who comes in to help us. So he's got the skill, and he's younger, and he's got the moves. And so he's great at demonstrating and showing things to the students. But if you're interested in coaching, it's basically being able to build that relationship with your athletes and getting athletes that are willing to do what you ask of them and willing to commit. And so you don't have to have a super lot of knowledge. You just have to be willing to go out there and learn what you can learn and do what you can do to help the students.
Perfect. That's it.
Yay!
You nailed it.